Hello. The reason I am filming this video is that I messed up my crimson powder in my last video. Crimson powder that I prepared last time was, well, not so bad, but it could be better. I mean, its burning is not so clean, it leaves a lot of residue on the paper. In slow-mo you can even see those carbon flakes that are flying around. I figured out what was wrong. It looks like I used the wrong catalyst, yellow iron oxide instead of recommended red. Also, I noticed that with the yellow iron oxide, initially bright yellow mixture turns black. That's because yellow iron oxide is dissolving in ascorbic acid and gives iron 3+ salts. They work as a catalyst too, but they work worse. So I repeated everything like in my previous video, but this time I took red iron oxide that was prepared by heating yellow iron oxide on electric hot plate until it changes its color. Again, I took 75 grams of potassium nitrate, 50 grams of ascorbic acid. I dissolved everything in boiling water and added 1.25 grams of catalyst, red iron oxide. Color of mixture again slowly changed to mock dark, but this time red iron oxide was not dissolved. After the temperature reached 130 degrees, mixture was cooled. This time I avoided crushing by rubbing still hot mixture through a sieve. Then as usual I dried my crimson powder at 70 degrees. Such crimson powder burns much cleaner, it leaves almost no residue on the paper. Everything you see is just darkened paper. So conclusion, for best results use red iron oxide. And it's a good idea to increase quantity of catalyst to 2%, because even red iron oxide is slowly dissolving in boiling mixture. That's all, bye.